Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Jack, take us inside the dressing room last Friday and even in the days since. And, you know, after a win like that, what are the emotions?
I always think that, you know, when I retired, the thing that I'm missing most are those moments after the game. When you're in the change room with your mates, you have that relief. You've got the joy of obviously winning the match, doing something special, doing something that, you know, has been done, what, two or three times in 50-odd years, winning in France. So it's just, there's massive elation. You know, everyone's in great form, no matter, even if you hadn't performed to maybe the level you wanted, everyone just is to the wayside and you're just happy as a collective. And it's such a special atmosphere and something that is over so quickly, because within 10-15 minutes you're into showering and you got to get dressed up and get out of there. So those are the moments to really savour. It's so special. You're sitting around having a beer, just chatting about the game, you know, how you felt, what happened, you know, the moments that you experienced firsthand and things like that. So it's great. It's such a joy and privilege to be part of that and witness it. And you know, it's the weeks, and not just the 2 weeks work that went into previously, but the months and years of work that we put in as a squad and as a coaching staff that leads moments like that. So it's incredibly special.
It's up there in terms of the wins, isn't it, over the last few years?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a great performance from us to go from our last outing in green to be, you know, something that wasn't what we wanted to be, to putting that performance away again was something that was, I don't think something that wasn't spoken about, but I think it was probably in the back of lads' minds a little bit. So it was great to kind of, not that we hadn't closed the chapter on it, but just to kind of nullify it all, to move on to the next step. And now we're firmly into it, and we went there and we got what we wanted and stuff, which was brilliant. So no, it's been a great few days. But then you come back in here and it's, all right, lads, that's great, but what's the next thing? You know, it's, you can't rest too long on that. You can't be sitting back, oh, weren't we great against France? Because we know Italy this weekend would be a completely different kettle of fish, and even in the way they attack and stuff would be a massive challenge for us.
Just on that World Cup thing, I remember speaking to you in the Stade de France that night, and, you know, you, as well as the rest of the lads, but I remember you were just devastated, you know, understandably so. What was the process, what was involved in the process of getting from that night to last Friday, the weeks and months, putting your sort of, you know, your emotions back in place and dealing with all that?
It took a long time. It took a long time, it really did. You know, you go from being surrounded by your mates 24/7, you know, you're spending every day, every moment with each other, and then you're back home. And, you know, I remember the next day I got home and back to my wife and when was in the house, and then she had to go up and she went to work the next day, and you're just sitting there by yourself and you think, this is so alien. Within 24 hours, it's kind of like it never happened, and you're just back to normal life. So the first few days were tough. I think you miss the lads, you miss the atmosphere, you miss the crack, you miss the joy of putting on the green jersey and being out there and winning games. And it took a long time to kind of come back around to it. You know, luckily we got away for a few days and a few of the lads came with their partners as well, and we had a good few days away, and that definitely helped kind of soothe the pain of it all. And then you're back into Leinster rugby like it never happened. So it's strange, but it took a long time. But definitely getting back into playing games and training helped. So I think there was a noticeable kind of bounce in everyone's step coming back in here the other week. I think lads were so excited to get back together, reconnect, and go again and put that behind us firmly and look at the next challenge. And I think that's something we've really embraced in the last few days.
Getting back to this week, people talk about Andy's you know, emotional intelligence and ability to manage the mood of the squad. What is done then after the high of last Friday to get the mindset right for the next challenge coming up, which is Italy on Sunday?
Obviously, you know, we're so focused on what we can do better. So a lot of the time, in, you know, when you're in reviews or in meetings, it's okay, this is great, but what should we have done here? What was the better outcome? What were you thinking in this moment? How can your individual learning help the entire squad and the environment? So you know, it's not a shock back to reality, but you realise pretty quickly that, you know, you have to get better, and there's so much talent in the squad and experience that people are so quick to just flip the page, move on to the next challenge, and through reviews and small conversations in mini groups and things like that, you realise that that's great, but it's done, and now we have to push on to be better, because, you know, you're always chasing that perfect game, which doesn't exist. So it's a constant learning experience to improve.
Will Andy have words at the start of the week and try and set the tone in that way, or does he need to?
I think the squad in itself, through our leaders, our leadership group and captains and things like that, they're really good at kind of grasping the mood of the squad and channeling into the next step and what needs to be done here and now. So, you know, Andy will talk, as will all the coaches, on different elements of the game, and again on different areas to improve. So it's a collective, it's everyone pitches in, you know, there's so many strong voices here that bring so much leadership that speak throughout the week to kind of set the tone and make sure that you're focused and you're ready for the next challenge.
What was it like being part of what some people called the Irish bomb squad?
Yeah, it was great. You know, I suppose on a personal note, I'd just been back. You know, I played very little throughout the World Cup, obviously with the niggles. So it was great just to get out there and feel the crowd and the energy, and, you know, have family, my wife and stuff in the crowd, to be there to witness something special that I was playing in the World Cup. So on an individual note, it was brilliant. But then, you know, when you're going on, you're bringing nearly six forwards on at once, or four or five forwards on at once, it's brilliant because you can feel the lads' energy. Everyone's itching to get going. They want to make an impact on the game, put their best foot forward and try push the team on. And, you know, you know yourself when you're on the bench, if all things going normally, you might only get 20 minutes, 25 minutes, even less. So it's all about making an impression when you can and showing what you're about when you get that opportunity.
Is it difficult for you, being in a department of the team which is so strong, to the situation where you are a test lion and you have to bide your time on the bench?
I wouldn't say it's tough. You know, I want to be starting. Everyone does. No one's here to... Well, everyone's here to play their part, but, you know, you want to be starting. But I'm under no illusions. There's unbelievable quality in the back row, and whether I'm getting a minute or I'm getting 80 minutes, all I'm trying to do is make an impression and do more than I have done previously and show what I'm about. So, it's just about taking your opportunities when you can. And the thing is that the quality is so high here, especially in the back row, and there's even unbelievable quality. The lads aren't even in the squad. You know, there's other lads who could drop in and who are at international level. And so, you know, when you're getting those opportunities, no matter how long it is, you got to make the most of it, because there's always someone kind of breathing down your neck. But again, to that quality of the depth and the strength, it makes everyone better. You know, and there is no egos in that sense, that, you know, people are always helping each other. You know, I would talk to Pete about line-out stuff, and Berto, who'd be, you know, far superior in that realm of things than I would be. So it's something I'm constantly trying to upskill in. And, you know, Paulie's great with that and always helping out. So it's there's everyone's competing, but they're helping each other as well.
It's tough for you, but it's good for Ireland.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and at the end of the day, I'd rather be involved in any capacity in the big days than not involved at all. So it's just about doing your bit when you can and making the most of it. So,
Joe McCarthy, put him into a few words for me.
Yeah, Joe, the big behemoth. He's just a different breed of man, really, isn't he? He's not something that you see very often in Irish rugby, just his sheer size and power. And it's funny, like, he's in the gym there now, smashing around weights and stuff, and you're chatting to him. He's such a jovial, happy character. He's bounced around the place. He's a real lighthearted nature to him. He's a great bloke. But then he just, on the pitch, he flicks the switch, and he's just this kind of tormenting figure that is everywhere, and he's all industrious, and he's smashing moulds and hitting rooks and trying to hurt people. And it's just so different from what he is like when he's walking around here and not training. But you know, it's been great to see over the last few months. He's come on leaps and bounds so quickly. He really has, and I think it's a testament to how hard he works, how humble and open he is to getting better. And it's been great to just see him, especially on the weekend, do what he's been doing the last few months with Leinster, causing havoc and showing that on the international stage. So I think we've really just kind of started to see what he can do. And there's, you know, he's what, 22? I wish I was that good at 22. So I think the sky's the limit for Big Joe.
Important for the squad to have that bit of freshness that you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, competition, like, you know, you look at the second rows, it's unbelievable. caliber there and strength and depth. So, you know, I think that's going to push other lads on and make them fight that bit harder and be better for those positions. So, you know, Joe's still learning. We're all still learning. But he's only going to get better, I think.
So you'll be hoping for the start against Italy on Sunday. What are you expecting from them?
I'm expecting them to attack us. You know, they're not afraid. They're, you know, you look at France last weekend, they were quite pragmatic at times. They probably kicked a lot more than they had, you know, 12 months previously against us in the Aviva. They were trying to play in certain areas of the pitch where you look at Italy and they're not afraid to just take you on if you give them any kind of opportunity or defensive frailty to try to exploit you. So I think it's going to be a far different defensive challenge for us. They play with huge amount of pride and passion, and they're always, you know, great to play against because they've come on leaps and bounds in the last few years. And I think I know it's been a while since they've really picked up a few big scalps, but you know they've massively improved. So I think we're under no illusions how difficult it's going to be on Sunday at home, which is great because you don't win easy games. You want challenges. It's test match rugby, so you want to be tested, and I think that's definitely what it will be.
You've been around long enough to know that whenever Ireland win an opening game in the Six Nations, people around the place start talking about Grand Slams, etc. How do you and the squad handle that?
I think we're pretty close rank here. You know, it's not about the outside noise. It's not about anyone's opinion that isn't in this facility and adding to the environment. So our only challenge and our only mindset is Italy this week. It's not about what lies 5-odd weeks down the line. You know, there'd be no talk of Grand Slams if we don't go out and perform on the weekend. So that's just background noise, and it's something that we're not paying any attention to.
And finally, it's a homecoming of sorts because the team haven't played there since the summer. It'll be a big crowd. The anthems will be playing Dublin on a Six Nations weekend. Are you looking forward to that aspect of it?
Absolutely. It's you know, as much as you say Marseille and Paris and stuff are special places, there's nothing like playing at home. You know, when you look around the crowd, and I'm always conscious when I go out to stand and do the anthems that I try to look up and find my family, and normally my wife's walking in probably a few minutes late, but she gets there, and I'm always just trying to catch their eyes before the game. And it's a bit of a comfort blanket. You know, you see them there, and those are the people that you want to do right by and show what you're about for all the hard work and all the unforeseen stuff that goes on behind closed doors for the support they give you. So you know, it's incredibly special. Full house, Six Nations in the Aviva, like it doesn't get any better. And even then, when you're doing your lap at the end of it, you know, seeing familiar faces, seeing your mates in the crowd, the people have supported you since day dot, like when you were in school or whatever else, is really special. And it's something that's not lost in the squad, and something we speak about, that it's an opportunity to show how much it means to you and your family and the people behind you.
Jackie, wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.